The issues might sound familiar, but what wasn't was the way the UN Human Rights Chief attempted to tell the world he's still on the case. In what is the first time Saeed Raad al-Hussein has addressed the Human Rights Council when it's not yet in session, he took the opportunity to address several pressing global issues. On Burundi, al-Hussein said he was alarmed by pre-election violence, an attempted coup, and the assassination of opposition leader Sidi Ferruzzi. And the UN Human Rights Chief also spoke of the 110,000 Burundi frightened refugees who'd fled the country, before saying he wanted the council to send a strong message to stop the violence.
Opposition politicians, journalists, prominent human rights defenders, and indeed many people, many ordinary people, still fear for their lives.
Al-Hussein also called on the council to make the plight of sea migrants the top priority and consider a special session on it, recalling that those who had taken to the Mediterranean did so out of fear and need. Referring to the European Union's offer to take in 20,000 migrants and wish for UN Security Council-backed action against smugglers, the High Commissioner said a less mean-spirited response would be worthy of UN member states.
This disproportionate focus on enforcement and the militarization of that enforcement raises a large number of concerns. Beyond the urgent and absolute need to protect the lives of the people who seek passage on those boats, any law enforcement response to migrant smuggling must respect international standards for human rights.
And he also spoke of the migration crisis in Southeast Asia, which has seen at least 1,500 people die at sea in the first months of this year. While welcoming the offer of Indonesia and Malaysia to offer temporary shelter to those stranded at sea off their coastline, al-Hussein said the gesture is not enough. He went on to call for all states in the region to fulfill their obligations to rescue all those in peril at sea. And it's up to Myanmar to offer the Rohingya Muslims who end up on boats the right to a future in freedom and dignity in their home country, al-Hussein said. The UN rights chief also criticized Australia's policy of intercepting migrants at sea and sending them to detention centers where conditions are inadequate. He suggested putting in place new channels of safe and legal migration at places of destination. Finally, al-Hussein called for action on South Sudan, where fighting has resumed, forcing civilians to trek hundreds of kilometers by foot to seek shelter at UN camps. He said that the previous violence that had gone unpunished was the reason for the ongoing violence, and therefore accountability was a priority in finding a resolution to the conflict. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.